You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.
And back here this evening from Panther Field on the campus of Fleming County High School in Flemingsburg, we get Bath County and Fleming County in the second semifinal game of the 61st District Baseball Tournament. The winner to take on Round County tomorrow night at 6:30. Hello, everyone. I'm Randy Stacy, along with Roy Wright, and this should be a good old good one. Fleming County is 12-19 on the season, 5-9 in the region, 2-4 in the number three seed in the 61st district. They have won four in a row. Bath County is 26-9 overall, 9-4 in the region, 4-2 in the 61st district, and the number two seed. They have won nine of their last 10. Since 2002, Fleming County has won 30, and Bath County has won 19 in this series. We'll come back with the lineup and more after this on WIVY.
Take me out to the ball game. This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owingsville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owingsville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for this contest. The Fleming County Panthers, coached by Zach McRoberts. Leading off and playing center field will be junior Parker Seals. In the number two spot, playing second base, will be sophomore Preston Cropper. The third place hitter and catcher will be junior Dylan Doyle. The cleanup hitter and third baseman is sophomore Austin Robertson. The fifth place hitter is senior shortstop Brady Ferris. Hitting sixth will be senior left fielder Austin James. In the seventh spot is senior first baseman Morgan Arnett. The eighth hitter is senior pitcher Adam Hargett. And the ninth hitter is junior right fielder Thad Applegate. Sills, Cropper, and Doyle, Robertson, Ferris, and James, Arnett, Hargett, and Applegate for Fleming County. Again, they are 12-19 on the season. For Bath County, leading off in pitching will be senior Braden Roussis. Hitting second will be senior shortstop Brock Donahue. Catching and hitting third is senior Jace Smith. The cleanup spot, it'll be the designated hitter, sophomore Isaiah Williams. Hitting fifth and playing third base is senior Corbin Sorrell. Hitting sixth, the first baseman, junior Colton Carpenter. The seventh place hitter and second baseman is junior Memphis Beadle. Hitting eighth is senior left fielder Clay Manley. And batting ninth and playing right field is senior Logan Hiley. And in the non-hitting spot playing center field is senior Adam Witt. So it's Roussis, Donahue, and Smith, Williams, Sorrell, and Carpenter, Beadle, Manley, and Hiley for Bath County. The two losing pitchers in the two games, it was 2-1 and 2-1, and with Bath County winning, Fleming County was Cropper and Applegate. Well, they're not starting in this game. The two winning pitchers for Bath County was Smith and Donahue, and they're not pitching in this game. Pitching for Bath County is Braden Roussis. This will be his 10th game. 8 start, 42 and a third innings pitched, 40 hits, 18 runs, 11 earned, 26 walks, 55 strikeouts. He's 3-3 with a save and a 1.82 earned run average. The big 6'5 senior Adam Hargett will go for Fleming County. This will be his 11th game and 7th start. In 42 and two-thirds innings pitched, he's given up 39 hits, 24 runs, 16 earned, 27 walks, 34 strikeouts. He's 3-4 with a 2.62 earned run average. Those are the lineups. We'll come back and get Roy Wright's test and look at this game after this on WIVY.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Ware Gray Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Back here at Panther Field, Randy Stacy along with Roy Wright. Bath County taking infield right now. We're not very far away. And Roy, you have a few things as part of the normal pregame show and some other comments.
And we have a couple of awards and good sponsors there. Ira Kilburn, attorney, has the opening argument and final verdict. And we talk about what Bath County needs to do to win. And then at the end of the game, we'll have the final verdict and see if that it came true. The Downtown Athletic Club defensive play or player of the game. R.L. Cottle Construction offensive play or player of the game. And the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award. And that award goes to someone who comes through in the clutch, or somebody makes a big play on to help win the game, or it may be a bunt or whatever, but it's a play that helps win the ball game.
Well, what's Ira say we've got to do to win this game?
Well, Ira says we got to score a few runs tonight. I don't think two runs will win. And as you mentioned earlier, both games 2-1 during the season. And when it's 2-1, you can go back and look at 8 or 10 plays during the game and say, well, if they had done that or they'd done that, could have changed the outcome. So I think Bath needs to score 4 or 5 runs to have a chance to win the ball game.
That's probably true for both teams, I think, for sure. But you don't know. There's a couple of guys that are tall, lanky right-handers who can get the ball up there and can do a pretty good job of pitching. When Hart gets on, he's tough to hit.
I haven't seen him pitch, but he's a heck of an athlete, had a tremendous basketball career here at Fleming County. Supposedly he was a really good player coming up in Babe Ruth and stuff. And, you know, if you're an athlete and you were a player back then, you're still a good player, even though you may have sat out a few years.
Well, when you're 6'5", you get a different angle than you see for most pitchers.
Yes. So, you know, it'll come down to which team makes the fewest mistakes, whether that's free passes on the at the plate or who doesn't catch routine balls in the field. So,
well, the winner of this one will play Round County tomorrow night at 6:30, and that game will be right here on WIVY. Let's look at some of the Bath County players. Let's talk about Smith, Jay Smith. He has very few players in this state have better offensive numbers as far as the state rankings go. He's 43rd in average. He is 7th in home runs, 11th in hits, 32nd in walks, 9th in slugging percentage, 9th in RBIs, 32nd in runs scored, and 50th in stolen bases. And that ain't too bad.
That ain't too bad. And I'd say if we had his total high school stats over the last 3 years, he's pushing 400 or maybe a little above. And if you do that in high school, you've had a pretty good career.
Sorrell is 28th in the state in stolen bases. And as a team, Bath County is 42nd in hits, 18th in doubles, 41st in RBIs, 25th in stolen bases, and 34th in ERA. And you know, that's not half bad either. And if Roussas needs help, who do you expect will be the relievers?
Donahue is probably next in line. He pitched a tremendous game against Fleming, the first, I guess it would have been Bass home game, and to win that one. Sorrell has had some quality performances during the year. Smith, who's the best catcher, has also had some good pitching performances, but you hate to take a defensive player of the caliber of him out from behind the plate. Colton Carpenter at first has had some quality starts, and then Braden Crouch, who's not in the lineup today, has had some quality performances on the mound. So, you know, Bass forte, if you want to call it, has been pitching and pretty good defense during the year. You know, we've scored a lot of runs against some of the lesser known teams, but the quality opponents have been a lot of close ball games.
Got off to a great start, 11 in a row, and then couple of losses, went on the road to Fort Walton, did some good things, and then they hit a spot there where they lost in over the course of a week to Estill County and to Round County twice, and that was not the greatest two games when they played Round County.
No, and the first one though ended up 6-1. It mm-hmm. probably should have been 3 or 4-1.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, the second time out, Round dusted them pretty good, 11-0. But you know, Coach Armitage is an aggressive coach. That's why we have so many steals. He takes a lot more chances on the base pass than I would. I'm an old school. I like to get them on, get them over, and get them in. He'll take more chances of getting them over and getting them in.
I had a chance to see both those games. One of them did with you, and it was. I really thought they'd be a nail biter for those games, and it just one of those nights for the Wildcats. And when Fleming County came along just about a week and a half, 2 weeks later, 2-1, 2-1. And I know we talked about those games. Were those well-played games?
Both teams played really well in the field. Pitchers threw strikes. Both teams caught the ball. Not a lot of hitting. But both teams had opportunities to get big hits during the game that could have changed the outcome of the game, and nobody got the big two-out hit that night.
As far as Fleming County, they late in that season, things turned, I don't know, south for them or whatever there in we lost eight in a row. And that after when they were playing well, they lost eight in a row. And they've come back, and maybe not the greatest part of their schedule, but they're coming in off four straight wins.
Well, and sometimes, you know, the confidence factor is a big thing when you're talking about playing sports, and you come in on a high. A lot of times you'll play that well, and so, you know, there's a lot of to do with scheduling. A lot of coaches, you know, have different philosophies about scheduling. I think it's important that you win late and also play good quality teams, but you have to have that confidence factor on your side.
Well, see, the umpiring crew of Powers, Hale, and Cold Iron have finished their meeting with the coaches.
Three good ones, too.
Yep. Yeah, you kind of work with these guys, you know.
No,
well,
with
Joe certainly in football and whatever, and basketball. Let's hope this is a good one. It's going to be an absolutely beautiful night, no question about it. And visiting team, strange to see. I don't know how they put it on the scoreboard as far as hitting in the top half of the inning. It's going to be Fleming County, as they were the number three seed. Bath County is the number two seed. Fleming County is in those black uniforms with gold pinstripes, and the number's just about hidden. But, hey, this is baseball. This is not football, basketball, so we don't have to find that number. Bath County is in the home white uniforms with black numbers, red letters, maybe a little red pinstripe trim, and red caps. And I know Twin Cable and Patrick Armitage over there, they're sort of pacing right now.
They
are concerned.
Their stomachs are churning from the start of this game, or probably the last 2 hours before we got here. It's a big game, you know, that is so equal that any one play can change the outcome of this game. And, you know, it's tough on them. As you said, stomach's turning. You're thinking everything, trying to think two or three plays ahead. And I'm sure both coaches' staffs are extremely nervous coming into this. But you can't show it to the players.
Jay Smith, I don't get a chance to see him very often or whatever like that. I mean, in basketball, you know, he looks one way and he hits that baseline jumper over and over again or whatever. But he's a specimen. He's an athlete.
Yes, he's a really good athlete. I didn't know he even played basketball, but the last two or three years he's had solid years in basketball. But baseball's his sport. He just signed today to go to Midway University and play baseball down there, so congratulations to him for that.
The coach down there is a great guy. I've talked with Nick Eastham and Shane Taylor, who played at Round County. They've been down there with Midway for the last couple years. They've had, you know, they've hit with power. They've enjoyed it. They've had a great time, and I believe he'll enjoy playing down there.
You know, and his idea was he wanted to go someplace where he could play early, and you know, I don't say they promised, but they give him. Think he'll have a chance to play as a freshman.
All right, we'll be back with the start after this on WIVY.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
If your truck never leaves the pavement, this message is not for you. Find the ultimate tire for the toughest jobs at major brands. Through May 22nd, purchase four new BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires and get an $80 reward card after online submission. BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires are designed for heavy-duty pickups. They're engineered for extremes, tuned for torque, and designed to do more. Stop into Major Brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lick, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell. Funeral Director at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Come back here getting ready to go. Again, the winner gets around county tomorrow night. Defensively for the Wildcats. It would be Witt in center field, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Wrote in the wrong. Manley in left, Hiley in right. Sorrell, Donahue, Beadle, and Carpenter left third to first in the infield. Smith catching, Roos is pitching. And last time you and I worked a game together, Donahue put on a defensive show.
He did. He's had an outstanding senior year for Bath County, not only on the mound, but in the field as well. Randy, this game, I think it's important for whoever's going to win the game is probably going to get the lead early and get some confidence. It's a lot easier to play from ahead than trying to come from behind. So these first couple innings will be big.
Well, the pitchers, they got Gary Hale on the plate. He used to have a huge strike zone, but he's been pretty consistent lately of, you know, being maybe a ball off the outside edge and whatever. He likes to see the game move along. And, you know, these guys know. They know him. They know what to expect.
Gary is a fine umpire.
Parker Seals steps in. Hitting 316 with two doubles and 26 runs scored. And that pitches out of the strike zone for ball one, and we're underway at 738.
First pitch sponsored by Montgomery Tractor. Located in Mount Sterling and with also a store here in Flemingsburg.
1-1 to count to Seals. Seals 0-7 in those 2-1 games, the back-to-back 2-1 games. Hits that one high, back toward us, and it's behind us. 1-2.
Okay, defense playing pretty much straight up.
Not too deep.
Not too deep.
That's sort of a Patrick Armitage thing. He likes to make you...
You burn them.
Right. Good two-seam fastball running away and a strikeout.
Good start there by Roos. Three of the first four pitches for strikes. And as you said, that pitch had a little tail on it and away from the left-handed batter.
That'll bring up Preston Cropper, the second baseman. Cropper hitting 309 with four doubles and two triples. He was 0-4 with a run, scored an RBI, and a couple stolen bases.
And in the game at Bath County, Fleming tried to bunt a whole lot. They tried to move runners over and tried to use the bunt. Bath made a couple of nice plays in the field.
He poured that one across. Had a little giddy up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what? Here's the next pitch. Takes it downstairs. Two balls and a strike for the count.
Roos is always in the past. Now, this year has been a little different, but you had to get to him early. And if you didn't, he was pretty solid.
Two on the count. Straightens up and throws. Misses wide. And it's 3-1. Cropper has to check the armband. Now he's back in and awaits the 3-1 pitch. Ball four. Cropper 8-9 on stolen bases. Dylan Doyle will come up the catcher, hitting 418 with nine doubles, a triple, and 27 runs batted in. He was 0-5 against the Wildcats earlier in the two games. Stretch, And the pitch, that's high. 1-0 the count.
Smith threw out two or three runners early in the game against Fleming, and they didn't try to steal after that, so I don't think they will run much tonight.
Pitches, man, trying to hit that top of the strike zone. He's just missing it, so it's 2-0 though now to Doyle.
Yeah, both those in the same place, just a little bit high.
Roussas sends in the 2-0 pitch.
There it is.
It's in at the knees for a strike. Shortened up at short and second. They'd love to turn the double play. Bunts it back to the mound. Roussas gets it. Throws to first. For out number two. And a sacrifice works. 1-3.
Scared me a little bit. He kind of threw that one off balance after he fielded it. I think he was thinking second, and then he decided to throw it to first.
He wanted to go to second. Then the light bulb came on.
Yeah.
He said, let's get out.
Out.
In scoring position is Cropper, and Austin Robertson, the sophomore third baseman, comes up, hitting 258 with four doubles and 24 runs batted in. Robertson was 1-for-5 in the two earlier games with Bath County. Roussas deals.
Oh,
hit him. He jogs down to first. Now Brady Ferris, the senior shortstop, will stand in. It's a 270 hitter with four doubles and 14 RBIs.
Yeah, Randy, I think these two, the matchups this year in the district is the same matchup it's been for the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
Mm-hmm. 0-for-6 was Ferris against Bath County in the two midseason games. Shows bunt. Pulls it back and takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Roussas looks back and now waits for Ferris to step in. Comes the 0-1 pitch. Misses a was right.
I like
a little
that
bit low.
I like that as a strike.
One and one to count. One one pitch. Hit foul. Hit down off the plate. Came back up and hit Ferris in the batter's box. 1-2.
He hasn't thrown a curveball yet, I don't think. So I'm looking for one right here.
1-2. Pitch is low, throw down to third, not in time. Big jump for Cropper.
Yeah, that was stolen completely on the off the pitcher. There wasn't nothing Smith could do.
That's one of those you take a look down to second, and when I looked at second, Robertson was down there also, and didn't have much of a chance either place. 2-2 the count to Ferris.
Strike three.
Call strike three, and that retires a side. 2 strikeouts in the inning for the right-hander Roussas. No runs, no hits, no errors, 2 runners left on. After one half inning of play, it's Fleming County nothing, Bath County coming to bat.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
For Bath County in the home half of the first inning, since they're the higher seed in this game, Braden Ruzis the pitcher, Brock Donahue the shortstop, and Jay Smith the catcher will come up. Ruzis hitting 321 with five doubles, a triple, 29 runs scored, and 25 runs batted in. Got on base a few times, but only showed up as 0-for-2. In that earlier series against the Panthers.
Well, and Coach Armitage has moved him from the cleanup or number five spot to leadoff, and he's done a lot better job of just putting the bat on the ball and getting some hits and getting on base.
Defensively for Fleming County, James, Seals, Applegate left to right in the outfield, Robertson, Ferris, Cropper, and Arnett, third to first in the infield, Doyle catching. And the big, tall, lanky pitcher, Hargett, deals the first pitch, and it's a breaking ball right down the heart of the plate. Well, let's just pitch backwards this inning. 0-1 the count. You know, one pitch. Misses low. Evens it up at a ball and a strike.
Nice smooth motion out there. Not a lot of effort in his delivery.
1-1 pitch. Low and away. Two balls and a strike. Threw a lot of hard curves or maybe cutters, whatever, in his warm-ups. Didn't see a lot of fastballs. Let's see. 2-1. Cut across it again outside. 3-1.
Did he pitch against Round during the regular season? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I may not have seen either one of those games. I can't. It's... 3-1 pitch, fisted foul off to the right and out of play. It's a three ball, two strike count. Payoff, hit in the air, out by second base. Coming on to make the play is Cropper. And there's one down on that little humpback liner.
Yeah, Hargett kind of worked inside on Roosus, and the last two pitches kind of caught him on the hands.
Brock Donahue up, hitting 263 with nine doubles and 21 runs scored. He's right up on the chalk line, the inside part of the batter's box. Fouls that one straight back. 0-1 the count. Donahue didn't have a hit in the series, regular season series with Fleming County. Ball's hit on the line, right back at the pitcher, Hargett, and there's two down. Not hit too hard.
Kind of semi-line drive. Sometimes, though, it's on the pitcher before he knows what happened, and he righted himself and made the play.
Jay Smith, the catcher up. Jay's hitting 456. 20 doubles, 8 homers, and 42 runs batted in. Hargett winds and pitches. Breaking ball swung on and missed. 0-1. Don't think you want to throw that breaking ball up that high very often.
No.
The 0-1 pitch. That one's lined into left field. He did again and got burnt on that one. Smith is over at first base with the first hit of the game.
And that's what Jace will do. He hits a curveball just as well as he hits a fastball. You know, most good hitters are fastball hitters. You hit the curve, you have to, but he can hit it all.
Isaiah Williams up, 333 hitter with three doubles and 22 runs batted in.
Found himself about midway through the season in the starting lineup as the DH. I don't know what his average is, but it's come way up here in the second half of the season.
Pitch to Williams, down low for a ball. He's at 33-33, and he in the series with Fleming County. It was 1-for-4 with runs scored and 2 RBIs. One 0 pitch. Oh, nice job play by the catcher, yeah.
Sometimes you don't have any choice, but it bounced right into his glove, and he got out there and backhanded that one. Or Bath would have had a runner in scoring position.
2-0 to Ken. There was no getting out blocking it, that's for sure. 2-0 pitch. The runner goes. Throw down to second will not be in time, and it's a stolen base for Smith. Jay Smith now 26 of 28.
Good jump. Steals. Good jump. And the catcher's throw was to the third base side of second, which enabled him to be in easy.
2 balls and a strike to count to Williams. With the runner in scoring position now.
I'm going to predict this one, Randy. Ground ball between first and second baseman for a hit.
Sure got a big spot over there. You know, you can get it to the third baseman. Robertson fields, throws first, and that retires the side. No runs, a hit. No errors, one left for the Wildcats in the first, and after one complete, no score between Bath County and Fleming County.
The unsung hero of the game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Jay Smith, that's now making his way out to home plate. Bruce has thrown a few pitches.
And you mentioned how good an athlete Jace is. You notice they didn't run for him. You know, most of the time they run for the pitcher and catcher. You'll leave him in there.
A lot of times they'll let the catcher run, but if it gets to two outs, they'll go ahead and make that. But they left him in there that time. Austin James will lead it off for the Panthers. Hitting 367 with a double and 21 runs scored. It was 1-for-5 in the earlier series between these two. Jay Smith and Gary Hale have a conversation there. Gary said, where were you, bro? Yeah, I was busy. Here we go. Bruce straightens up and pitches outside for ball one.
I would like to see him get ahead in the count.
The 1-0 pitch right down Broadway, and it's 1-1. I don't know how much he pitches inside, but I'd like to see him stay in there for a while. One pitch, bunted right back to the pitcher, Russo. Fields and throws and throws it down the right line. That's not going to advance the runner any more than first base. That'll be an error on Russo, the pitcher.
And that's what Fleming tried to do the game early in the year. He did try a lot of bunting, whether it was to move a runner over or just get people on base and make the defense make plays, and that time Bath County does it.
Well, you got a left-hand hitting senior first baseman Arnett coming up. I would see, if you'll find a bun, I would
don't
see no reason.
Don't be surprised again.
Bruce is stretchy, squares around, bunts through it. Give him credit, he, instead of trying to drag it or whatever, he did square right around. He just didn't make contact, and it's 0-1.
Well, Bunny, it's a lost art, Randy, today's time. They don't, not a lot being taught about bunting, and not a lot of strategy anymore with bunting. major leagues, it's home run or strikeout, basically.
Takes that one on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. See, that would be a swing, a bat toss, and trot around the bases.
Yes.
It's 0-2. Nice pitch there. Ran it away from the left-hand hitting Arnett. And there's one down. Three strikeouts for Bruises. Target will come up. Seven of 35 with five runs batted in. Takes a strike. You know, one pitch, up and in. Count evens up at a ball and a strike.
James down at first, not much of a lead.
One pitch. A little wide.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And you're right, little, maybe.
A little wide, and Jace moved that one quite a bit. Pulled it back in. He didn't frame it. He drug it a little bit back in, so probably was just off that plate.
Sometimes if you leave it there, they'll call it.
Yep. That's outside, and it's 3-1. Three, one pitch. It's in there for a strike. And the count goes full, 3-2.
They may try to run here with 3-2.
Set. Runner bluffs going. Doesn't go. Hargett swings and fouls it straight back.
Popcorn machine must be right under me.
Oh, I know.
Extra butter.
Hey, I heard it for a long time, and then... As you can tell, he just dumped it. Payoff, way up high. Two runners are on. That is four base runners in this game that Fleming County has had without benefit of a hit. You just can't try to keep working and don't let that hurt you.
Number nine hitter, I'm gonna guess bunt to get two runners in scoring position back to the top of the lineup.
Speaking of nine, Caleb McIntyre, number nine, will come on as a courtesy runner for Hargett. Applegate steps in, the number nine hitter, hitting 311. That was right back at us.
No sign of a bunt. And they're swinging away.
We threw him a pitch. It'd been tough to bunt, but he got a good rip at it. Bruces looks back at second. Pitches, breaking ball hit in the air to center field. Going over is Witt. He drops it. That is an error all the way. Comes a throw to the plate. Well, not in time, and going down to second on the throw is Applegate.
Wow.
Runners were on first and second, right?
Yes.
Okay. James scores. Hargett goes to third.
Ball of 92 on Gary Ray with his last year.
It'll be an error on the center fielder to allow the runner to reach. And it's now 1-0.
Wasn't really a tough play. He was over under it and just may have looked up to see where the runners were.
Pitch to Seals. Takes it on the outside corner of a strike. So now, not to belabor the point, but five base runners without a hit in this game. One down in the inning. fouled off by Sills, who was a strikeout victim to open the game. I'm pretty sure that there's nothing Braden Russus would like better than to get this out on his own.
On his own, yes, you're right.
0-2 the count. O-2 pitch, hit foul off to the left. Tried to run that away from left-hand hitting Seals, but it didn't get far enough away. Three strikes he's thrown here to the leadoff man. 0-2 the count, and the pitch. Low and away, and it's one ball, two strikes. Stretch by Russus. 1-2 pitch. Little defensive swing. Fouls it off to the left and out of play.
That's what you got to do with two strikes. Just try to meet the ball and put the bat on the ball. Hopefully something good will happen for you. But Russus is trying to strike him out too.
One, two pitch. Swung on a miss and he got him. Fourth strikeout for Russus. Two down. And Preston Cropper, who walked and ended up getting around to third, but was stranded there back in the first inning, will come up.
How big this would be for Bath County to get out of this with just one run given up.
Stretch. Pitch. Up high, 1-0. Same spot above the letters, two balls and no strikes.
When he's missing high out of the strike zone.
Two O pitch in for a strike, and it's 2-1.
And he's living on the inside corner with his strikes.
You're right. They're not liking it either. They're right out on the plate. 2-1 pitch. Ball's hit in the air to center field. Witt comes on, makes the catch, and that retires the side. But tough inning for the Wildcats as Fleming County comes up with a run without the benefit of a hit. Two errors and two runners left on base. In the middle of the second, it's Fleming County 1, Bath County nothing.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
For a limited time, enjoy a tasty bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, a savory sausage McMuffin, a sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for $1.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Well, if you're interested in the softball game, Jeff Ray has that for you on WKCA 97.7, WKCARadio.com, as the Panthers, Lady Panthers, and the Lady Cats are playing for an opportunity to be in the district final tomorrow night against Brown County, just as these two teams are. Sorrow, Carpenter, and Deedle. 5, 6, and 7 hitters scheduled for Bath County. Sorrow hitting 235 with 7 doubles, 27 runs scored.
And he was the leadoff hitter for probably three-fourths of the season, and him and Roosas have switched spots.
Hargett straightens up, first pitch of the half inning. Foul straight back. Just above the belt, pretty good pitch to hit. The 0-1 pitch comes plateward. A little bit low, 1-1 the count. How about we bunt one here, Coach Roy? What do you think about that?
No, he's not bunting. He's the most aggressive hitter we have at the plate.
1-2 the count. Takes a swing. On a pitch away, they asked for help from first base umpire Joe Coldiron. Says no swing. One ball, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, excuse me. Swings and misses the breaking ball. First strikeout for Hargett. One down, and Carpenter will come up. Carpenter hitting 245 with two doubles and a homer and 12 runs batted in. Carpenter had a pretty good in that series earlier against the Panthers. He was 2-for-6. Bad guy stands in from the right side. Pitches right down Broadway for a strike. The 0-1 pitch. A little bit low. Evens the count up at a ball and a strike. It's the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Strike. 1-2.
Now Hargett looks just as comfortable throwing his curveball as he does his fastball for strikes. So, got to be ready for either one.
Comes the 1-2 pitch. Fastball low and away, and it's 2-2. Good breaking ball that Carpenter was able to waste. 2-2 the count. Break even pitch. Missed outside. Hargett kind of wanted that one. Three balls and two strikes the count. Payoff pitch. Ball's hit by the third baseman into left field for a base hit. Second hit of the game for the Wildcats.
Just a well-placed little, I won't say a Texas leaguer, but just a light line drive between short and third. And
that'll bring up Memphis Beadle, the second baseman. Hitting 281 with four doubles, 17 runs scored. Hargett sets above the belt, pitches, strike on the outside corner.
We didn't have many runners on against Fleming those games. I don't think we tested the catcher's arm. Not real sure how good Dole is.
And they still give a big gap over on that right side. Second baseman playing up the middle. That one bounces in the dirt.
That'll
that will
get
move,
there.
Move the runner up to second on a wild pitch. One ball, one strike count to Beadle. Hargett looks back at second and deals 1-2. The ball's hit in the air. Left side going out is the shortstop, Ferris. He makes the catch, and there's two down. Two down. Clay Manley will come up. Manley one for four with an RBI earlier against the Panthers.
And Dernier gets a lot of balls to the opposite side, to the shortstop side of second.
Hargett stretches, pitches. That ball's lined into center field.
Got it sending. Sending.
He got two. Yep, here comes the center fielder in, charging. Is, and did they get him? They did. They did. Nice throw from the center fielder, Sills, and base hit for Manley. And Carpenter is thrown out 8-2, center fielder to the catcher, Cub. No runs, two hits, no errors, one left for Bath County in the second as we go to inning number three. It's Bath County trailing Fleming County 1-0.
It's a backyard event going on now at your Bath County Ace Hardware store. Great prices on grills, Weber, Traeger, and that big green egg. Don't forget that wonderful assortment of grills, spices, and rubs for the perfect cookout. Your yard will be perfect, too, if you select Scott's Lawn and Garden Improvements. Get everything for the season. Garden soil, fertilizer, weed, and feed, plus the tools to get it all done. Located on Water Street in Owensville, Ace Hardware is celebrating 100 years of helpful.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Terry McCarty. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Fleming County will send up 3, 4, and 5 hitters. Catcher Dylan Doyle, third baseman Austin Robertson, and shortstop Brady Ferris.
Bath out hit Fleming 3-0, but trails on the scoreboard 1-0. Good play for Fleming there to end the second. And Bath County has a tying run thrown out the plate.
Pitch to Doyle, in for a strike right at the knees. He sacrificed his last time up. Roussas was able to bow his neck and get out of that inning. Here's a ball hit on one hop to the shortstop. Quick throw to first is not in time. I guess they'll have to give him the hit on that one. I think that ball was hard to get to. I think it ran away from the first baseman.
I couldn't see the first baseman. Wait on McElfresh to give us a ruling.
I think he'll get a hit without benefit of an error because he didn't move up. But. Low is the courtesy runner for Doyle.
And he's squaring around early.
Swings through a high fastball as he pulled that bunt back. 0-1.
Trickery hardly ever works in that situation. You usually get yourself out in front and you can't get your bat set to swing.
So was that scored an error?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. 0-1. Bunts it in the air, foul. Down the third baseline.
Kind of a line drive bunt.
Yep. Third baseman Sorrell was charging and couldn't angle to his right fast enough to have a chance to catch it. 0-2 the count. Roussas ready with the 0-2. Swings and misses. Blows a fastball by him for his fifth strikeout in this game. One down. And Ferris, who struck out to end the first inning, will come up. Low down at first base, 4-5 on stolen base attempts.
Bath 5-2 in the fourth.
Yeah, there you go. It's fouled off to the right. 0-1 the count. So the Lady Cats are up 5-2 in that softball game. It's the 0-1 pitch. Runner goes. Sit on the ground to the shortstop. First. Fielding is Donahue. Goes to first in time. And there's two down. Moving up to second is Lowe, the courtesy runner. And Austin James will come up. Reached on an error and scored the only run of the game to this point.
So Fleming County now in their three innings at bat have had a runner in scoring position all three innings.
Roussis looks back at second. Pitches, fastball strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Roussis spins, takes a look at second, hangs on to the baseball. He's already set for the next pitch. 0-1 pitch, fisted foul back over the screen. 0-2 the count. Good jump for Malo there. But Yo, 2. Fastball over the outside part of the plate. Foul back. Out of play. Well, he stays consistent. He'll strike this man out. You can give him two strikeouts in each half inning. So that's just above the belt. Pitches. Swung on and missed. And sure enough, he's got six strikeouts in three innings, and that retires a side. No runs, no hits, one error, one left on. In the middle of inning number three, it's Fleming County 1, Bath County nothing.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's healthcare. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bath County sends up 9-1-2 here in the third inning. Logan Hiley, the right fielder, and then with back to the top for Braden Roussis, the pitcher, and Brock Donahue, the shortstop.
Hiley, the Bath County, the best outfielder they have, and has kind of gotten a little few more hits here toward the last half of the season. His average is probably not all that good, but here recently he's probably hitting close to 300.
244 on the season. Swings through a fastball. 0-1 the count. Breaking ball strike. Tell you what, Hargett is pitching differently than he has. It's coming into this game, 27 walks and 34 strikeouts. He's been has pretty good control on this one.
He has. Giving up three hits, but no free passes.
0-2 pitch. Dropped down almost sidearm and pulled it outside. 1-2 the count. 1-2 pitch.
Breaking ball.
Swung on and missed. Strikeout number 2 for Hargett. Braden Russis hit a pop-up to the second baseman, Cropper, back in the first inning. That one's hit to the left side. Cutting in to get it is the third baseman. Throws the first in time. And that retires Russis.
Robertson got that one on the short hop. If he don't come up with that, there's no way he's going to get him. But it's a good play there for Robertson.
Donahue hit a humpback liner to the pitcher. His first time up. Pitch to Donahue. Swings and misses. Boy, that was a good breaking ball.
Hargett sure doesn't look like he was had trouble with the control during the season.
Not in this contest. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball in there for strike two. No 2 pitch. Again, drops down and fires a fastball away. 1-2 the count. One, two. Bounces it up there, and the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Target straightens up. Break even pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. He's now got 3 strikeouts. That retires the side. Nothing doing in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on base. And after 3 complete, it's Fleming County 1, Bath County nothing.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats.
Be the bottom third of the batting order here in the fourth inning. That is the top half of the fourth inning for Fleming County as the 3 seed against the 2 seed at Bath County Cats. They are the visiting team. And it'll be Arnett, Hargett, and Applegate. Arnett went down swinging for the first out in the second inning. Russis pitches, bounces it up there for ball one. One 0 pitch, in at the knees, evens it up at a ball and a strike. One 1 pitch, misses wide. One got away from him. 2 balls and a strike. Ball's hit in the air, left field. Manley makes the catch. There's one down.
We're about to get to the time of the night, Randy, where the sun's about down. The lights are not really taking over. It, for about an hour, half hour to 40 minutes, it'll get a little tougher to see that ball at night.
Absolutely. Hargett walked in the second inning. Big old strike zone. How in the world do you walk? 6'5". Shows butt, pulls it back, takes it inside for ball one. No, shows butt, takes it again. Inside. Two balls and no strikes. Two oh shows bunt, takes a strike.
I don't think he was planning on bunting. He was just trying to distract the pitcher.
But worked first. Worked the first two times. 2-1 the count. That's in on the inside corner, thigh high. 2-2 the count.
Hargett thought it was a little inside, but I think it caught enough of the corner to be a strike.
2-2 pitch. Hit foul back. No. Might not want to argue too much. Not basketball.
No. Taking a long time this time. I'm going to guess something's off speed or he didn't like what was called.
That one's hit.
It's going to be close.
The inside hit. Over to their right, and he tried, but he didn't get it, and I can't tell you how.
Me neither. I can see Gary Hale signaling safe. I'm not sure if he dropped it or it hit the screen or what, but
not something Jay Smith would do as far as an error. It may have been a tough play back there.
And it may have just skimmed the backstop coming down.
Tried to throw some kind of breaking ball, but it stayed way up high. And the count goes full to Hargett. This is so much like his last at-bat. Foul pitch. Hit on the ground. Third baseman, Sorrell, fields. Throws over to first in time.
Good play that time. He kind of short-hopped that one. Almost looked like it was almost by him on his glove side, and he short hops it and makes a good strong throw.
I think it was a changeup. I think he expected to hit a little bit harder to him.
It may hit the grass and checked up, like on the golf course.
That Applegate hit the fly ball to center field. Whip did everything but catch. That one is, look out. It's a Panther mascot back there. He could have gotten hit. 1-0 the count. 1-0 pitch. Ooh, that's right at the bottom half of the strike zone. Not the bottom half, the bottom of the strike zone. 1-1. Russo's in a hurry. Misses outside.
Fast now.
2-1 the count. One pitch. Guess it missed a little up. 3-1 the count. Three-one pitch. Line to left field coming on and
good play.
I believe that's a nice catch out there. Signals out by the third base umpire. Good play by Manley. And that retires the side. Nothing doing in the fourth for Fleming County. We're halfway through this seven-inning contest. Fleming County 1, Bath County nothing.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Jay Smith, Isaiah Williams, and Corbin Sorrell for the Wildcats here in the last of the fourth. And they are, I don't know if you say allowing, but let's just say Hargett is able to pick around and curveball this and that and hold Bath County at bay.
Yeah, he's worked ahead in the count most of the time, so, you know, hitters are not sure what's coming, and that's a tribute to him for getting ahead in the count most every batter.
He doesn't have the numbers that show that, but maybe it's something throwing a lot of pitches out of the zone happened early in the season. Maybe he's come around. Ooh, fastball in at the knees. One thing about it, when you pitch downhill the way he does, that very well may go right at the top of the knees. 0-1. Ball's hit off his foot. Foul. And it's 0-2. Smith had a hit his last time up.
We're unofficial, but I've got Bath with three hits, Fleming with none. But Fleming leads in the most important category with the one run.
That's what I think it may have scored as far as the scoring plays. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Threw it at that outside corner and yacked it off into the dirt. Smith failed to offer at it. 1-2 pitch. Same spot.
Now, Jace is a good hitter, but Jace has a good high at the plate as well, mm-hmm. which helps you as a hitter.
2-2 the count to Smith. Break even pitch. Drilled deep down the left field line. Going back is the left fielder. That ball is off the wall. Smith hits first. Goes into second, standing up with a double.
The ball one hops the fence. I thought it had a chance to go when it was hit.
Hit it too hard.
It's a humpback liner is what it was. Had the top spin on it.
Yep.
So Bath gets her leadoff runner in scoring position here in the bottom of the fourth.
So Smith 2-for-2 in the game. He is out at second base. And Williams. Up. Williams grounded out to third the last time. You were trying to buy him a hit through that right side of the infield last week. That's so we can get one here. At least you move the runner over.
Yeah. That's where most of his hits have been to the right side this year.
Pitches. Oh, that's, I tell you what, that's.
You ever wanted a pitch to go that way? There it was.
There it was, but I thought it was outside. Yeah. Hargan got a good pitch, good call on that pitch. 0-1. Ball's drilled, third baseman again. Looks the runner back, throws over. Here comes the throw back to third, not in time. And Williams grounds out 5-3. Third baseman to the first base covering, first out. And Jay Smith took a bit of a chance, but got a good jump and dove in safely.
Another good play by the Fleming County third baseman, Robertson. He's had three or four chances down there today, and he's come up with all of them.
He hadn't had a lot of time to think about him. That's one thing.
That's right. Do or die sometimes down there.
Yeah. Corbin Sorrell, who struck out.
That's why they call it the hot corner.
Yep.
Sorrell, he's got to put it in play here.
Chase is a breaking pitch. 0-1 to Kent.
Just go ahead and throw one in the dirt and let us not have to work for it.
0-1 pitch, same thing. He didn't signal like he swung, but I would hope he didn't call that pitch a strike because he definitely swung. 0-2 the count. Oh, 2 pitch. Nope. Same spot. Didn't go after it.
He thought, got me twice. He's going to try to get him to go after that outside pitch again. Two strikes, you just got to put it in play someplace.
1-2, time called by Sorrell.
Daniel. Fleming County outfield pretty much straight away and not real deep.
Here comes another 1-2 pitch. Oh, no, Gary. Call strike three. And I know he started that ball over the plate, but I think it got out off the plate. But
again, I don't know if he called it on the swing or called it on the pitch. But with two strikes, you can't take anything close. Don't leave it in the hands of the umpire.
Carpenter up. Took an inside breaking ball. Didn't have much bite to it, but he chose not to swing at it. It's 0-1.
Carpenter single his first time up.
Mm-hmm. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt. Scooped up by the catcher, Doyle. And it's 1-1.
Bath County, a couple snafus there in the second inning allowed Fleming to get their only run.
Stretch. 1-1 pitch. That one dropped off the table, and Carpenter could have took a swing and couldn't get to it.
Bass is having a hard time hitting that slow curveball tonight.
One ball, two strikes.
I wouldn't be surprised if he don't get it again.
Time called. Carpenter giving it. One ball, two strikes. Goes loop to the right side. First baseman in foul ground makes the catch. And that retires a side. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left for Bath County. And at the end of four, it's still Fleming County 1, Bath County nothing.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Ware Gray Funeral Homes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bath County leads the softball game over Fleming County 6-2 at the end of five innings of play. But here, the Panthers have managed to get a cheap run early and have made it stand up to this point.
Yeah, I think Bath and Fleming in the softball split their two games during the regular season. Now we're about to that point, Randy, where the light's not quite working very good, and it's kind of in between dark and light, and it's easy to lose one.
Definitely twilight for sure.
In the outfield.
Top of the order for the Panthers, Seals, Cropper, and Doyle will come up. Seals had a size 2 collar working right now, a couple of strikeouts in the first and second inning. Is outside. 1-0 the count. Bruce is waiting for Seals to climb back in. Tell you what, he definitely is further out on the right side of the plate than he is on the left side. Those are two pretty good pitches there to this left hand hitting. Seals, two pitch that one he called a strike.
And not a whole lot of difference in either one of the three, in my opinion.
Nope. Two-one pitch, ball's hit in the air to center field. Witt makes the catch, and there's one down. Cropper comes up, having walked and flied out to Witt. 0 for 1.
I actually lost that one myself, so I know it's hard for them players to see it.
Mm-hmm. Bruce steps on, first pitch to Cropper, way up high for ball one.
If Roussas could get through this inning 1-2-3, he may not have to face the top of the lineup anymore. So it's a big 1-2-3 inning if we could get it.
Didn't miss by much. Inside 2-0 to Cropper. Pitch. Down low, 3-0. Well, you got one out. But with Doyle and Robertson coming up, I don't be nice to come all the way back and get Cropper. Nope. Up and in. Cropper's walked twice in this game.
Third walk of the day for Roussas.
Dylan Doyle will come up. He has sacrificed and reached on an error. She could probably reasonably say this might be a good time to play a little small ball. Bruce's pitches. Foul straight back. 0-1 the count. Didn't show a sign of the runner running from first, nor Doyle laying down a bunt. Snap throw to first base. Boy, he had to scoop that one up. Nice job by Carpenter. Stretch by Roussas. Throw one pitch. Shows bunt. Gets it back to the mound.
Getting out.
Goes to second. Gets the out there.
Oh, good play by Roussas. Good strong throw to Beadle at second. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking throw to first, but he came up with a good strong throw and got the lead runner.
One to second. One to four. Out number two. Dylan on fielder's choice.
And really Doyle bunted that one. Are too hard back to the pitcher. So
Robertson's been hit by a pitch and went down swinging. Pitch. Oh, nice job by Jake Smith to go out and get that one. Fastball.
And that's hard when you're expecting it one place and it's completely out of the area and you got to get out there quick. And He was able to backhand that one in the air.
1-0 the count. That's a pretty tall guy up there for that to be a pitch high.
Yeah.
Two balls and no strikes, but that was the call. It definitely wasn't off the plate. Two oh pitch. It's a strike. Two balls and a strike. One pitches low. Three balls and a strike.
He just missed a couple of pitches to this batter, Robertson.
Yep. Three one. False fisted foul back to the screen. The count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs.
Runner will be going, so any kind of ground ball, you got to go to first.
Yes, that's low, the courtesy runner over there. Here's the payoff.
Strike three,
it's right there. Strikeout number seven for Roussas. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Middle of the fifth, it's still Fleming County 1, Bath County nothing.
For your health care, remember the word local. I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell.
And I'm Lauren Rout Otis, pharmacist and sisters at Family Discount Drugs.
Owensville's only locally owned and operated pharmacy.
Call us at 674-6979 and let us take care of you to become part of our family.
We offer delivery to all of Bath County, Mount Sterling, and Frenchburg. And our drive-thru makes pickups easy.
Family Discount Drugs, 60 Slade Avenue, Owensville.
Sisters that take the time to listen and care.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Morehead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmorehead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
This game, let's see, only a minute, an hour and 9 minutes old.
Moving along relatively quick. Of course, when it's 1-0, you don't have a lot, even though both teams have had some base runners. There haven't been any, Bath went 1-2-3 in the third. Fleming went 1-2-3 in the fourth. Other than that, somebody's had a base runner on every inning.
Beadle, Manley, and Hiley. 7, 8, and 9 hitters for Bath County. Hargett straightens up and deals. Pitch is swung on and fouled. Back. 0-1.
Give Hargett a lot of credit. He's been all around the strike zone and been able to throw his off-speed pitch for strikes and kept the Bath County hitters off balance.
You know, one pitch. Chases one in the dirt. 0-2.
And he's not overpowering, but he nibbles enough that he's around the strike zone all the time, and his curve seems to be a strike and then drop out of the strike zone.
The 0-2. Breaking pitch, swung on and missed. That's almost like a cutter there because it's had pretty good velocity. Fifth strikeout. One down, and Clay Manley will come up. He singled his last time up only to see Carpenter thrown out at the plate with what would have been the tying run. Check swing on a pitch down and in. 1-0 the count. One 0 pitch, breaking ball, drops in the middle of the plate, middle of the strike zone rather. 1-1 to count. Chases a pitch up, wasn't terribly up, but it's really hard to hit. 1-2 to count. One 2 pitch, breaking ball, stayed outside. And it's 2-2. Comes the 2-2 pitch, up and in, and the count goes full.
You have that one.
Bath County still leading 6-2 in the sixth of the softball. Walked him. Got out in front and then walked him. Hiley will come up. He struck out his only time up in the game.
Good at bat there by Manley.
Mm-hmm.
Manufacture something out of this bottom. Get to the top with somebody in scoring position.
Squares around, throws bunt, throw down the first. Wow. Couple of things could have happened there. One, it could have gotten him out, and secondly, it could have gone down the right field line, but the first baseman saves it. 0-1 the count to Hiley. He bunted at it. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt outside. 1-1.
They've been in jinx women. They've played airless baseball so far.
One pitch. A good breaking ball. Wow. Swung and missed. 1-2 the count.
8-2 now after six. Bass.
Kenny Williams and crew a little bit happy right now. Swung on and missed. Another breaking ball. 12-6er. Six strikeouts for Hargett. Two down. And Roussas will come up. Roussas popped to second and grounded to third. Pitch to Roussas, low and away for ball one. One 0 pitch, two balls and no strikes. Might want to make him throw one here. 2-0 the count.
On the stats, they keep complete games, Randy. I wonder if he has any.
No, they don't keep them. 3-0.
He may be running out of gas here a little bit here in the fifth.
Time called. There going to be a visit to mound with a 3-0 count. Hargett 42 and two-thirds innings pitched now in 11 outings. So he's been averaging, you know, between four and five innings pitched, and he is in the two outs deep into the fifth inning here.
Or just talk, just a pep talk right there. Yeah. Nice, relax. You okay? You know, you don't usually go out there and say a lot of mechanic stuff. You know, you're opening up or whatever. You just go out there and just try to pump them up a little bit. Try to get them thinking positive.
3-0, the count.
Definitely should be taken.
Yeah, that's a strike. Just above the belt. It's 3-1.
I wouldn't be surprised if we don't take again.
3-1. Line drive. Off to the right. Foul back and out of play. Yeah.
We'll see how much confidence he has in his curveball right here. It wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't throw it.
Yep. Manley will be off and running at the pitch. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Bounce foul at the plate. Stayed alive, actually. Kicked down the third baseline.
Then he did throw the curveball.
Yes, he did. Comes another payoff pitch. Ball's line foul. Over to the right. This is really about as dark as it will get as far as with the lights taking effect. And when that ball left his bat, I thought that might be down that right field line.
Mm-hmm. And with the runner going, he may be able to score. Well, he's thrown back-to-back 3-2 curveballs. Let's see what he does here.
Swung and missed.
Three straight.
Mm-hmm. Ends up striking out the side and now has seven strikeouts. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on in the fifth for Bath County. We go to the sixth inning with Fleming County leading it 1-0.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Well, if you're Bath County, got to hold them right where you are, as they will face Fleming County's 5, 6, and 7 hitters here in the sixth inning. Brady Ferris, Austin James, and Morgan Arnett. Ferris has struck out and grounded to his opposite number, Donahue, at short.
Well, the three games they played now, 2-1, 2-1. This one's 1-0. Maybe as evenly matched two teams as you'll find in the postseason.
Pitches in for a strike to Ferris. Yeah, Bath County fans, you take a 2-1 end into this game right now.
Would.
Two pitches hit foul. Smith gives chase, but he'll run out of time. It's 0-2. Wow. Whew. Oh, my goodness.
Just missed.
No balls and two strikes. That one was right there. Foul back to the right now to play. Count remains 1-2. Hmm. Hey, what, that pitch looks so good you didn't even have to think about it.
Kind of what I thought.
1-2 pitch. Outside. Count evens up at 2-2.
Of course, I know our stats are unofficial, but listening to the PA guy and stuff, Fleming still does not have a hit.
Yeah.
Back with four.
Mm-hmm. Ball's fisted to the right side. Ball, he kicks it and can't pick it up. I don't imagine. I don't know how they'll score that. Probably an error on the pitcher.
I would think. He didn't field it, and then he kicked it away from himself. They just announced it is an error.
Mm-hmm. All right. Runner on it first with nobody out, and James will come up. He reached on an error in the second. In fact, scored the only run of the game at this point at that time, and he struck out in the third. How about popping his bunt up? Shows bunt, pulls it back. Russo's missed wide with it. 1-0 the count.
You just want to throw a strike and make him bunt the ball. If they want to give you an out, you got to take it.
1-0. Shows bunt. Bunts it foul off to the right. Couldn't wait for it. Had to push it. Got it in foul ground. 1-1 the count. One. Outside, snap throw down to first base. Oh, not in time.
Final score from Owingsville. Bath, a winner 8-2 over Fleming County in the 61st District softball. So they will face round tomorrow night. Of course, both teams would advance to the region. I'm not sure where the region's at. Baseball's at Russell.
And Ashland's got the softball. 2-1 pitch. Pulls the bunt back, and it's out of the strike zone. 3-1.
Big pitch here for Roosas and the Wildcats.
And if he takes this one, and it's a strike, and equally,
yeah,
big pitch again.
It keeps getting bigger. And I bet he's taken. Or I would be.
3-1. Shows bunt. Bunts it straight up in the air. Coming back is Smith. No, hit the screen.
This field has a lot of foul territory down first and third, but not a whole lot behind home plate.
3-2 the count to James.
See if Fleming plays aggressive and tries to run here.
Payoff pitch. Blows a fastball by him. Eighth strikeout for Roussas. One down, and Morgan Arnett will come up. He struck out in the second. Hit a fly ball to Manley out in left field in the fourth.
Look, we may have a pinch runner. Or a pinch hitter, one of the two.
Looks like 26. Garrett Watson comes up. He is hitting 278, 5 for 18 with 5 RBIs and 5 runs scored and 1 extra base hit, a double. Pitch right down the heart of the plate, belt high. And it's 0-1 to Watson. No, one pitch. I would tell you where that pitch was. All I can tell you is it's going up on the scoreboard as a ball. Wow. Swings and misses.
Bruce is throwing maybe harder than he did at the start of the game. His velocity is still way up there. He hasn't lost anything off his fastball.
1-2. Bounce back up the middle. Bruce is
fielding.
He'll have to go to first. Shovels it to first, and there's two down. Ferris moves up to second. 1-3. Pitcher to the first baseman covering for out two. And Hargett will come up. Hargett walked in the second, grounded to third in the fourth.
Of course, a game of inches. That one there, if he fields it cleanly, he may be able to turn the double play with the runner going, the big guy going to first. But as it bounces out, we're only able to get the runner at first, which moves the runner into scoring position.
I believe he has... I heard him say down the line here, it might be over 100 pitches now.
I heard 103.
Yeah.
So this could very easily be his last inning. 125, is that correct, is what the number is?
Yep.
And they're debating. I know my son out there talking to them. I think they're debating on whether they want to walk Hargett and go to the number 9 hitter.
He's hit it to the outfield twice. Fly ball to center field, which was dropped by Witt, and a line drive to left field. That good defensive play that Manley made out there.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not arguing about it. That's just the two balls he's hit.
Yeah. Let's see what they're doing. Well, it doesn't look like they're going to put him on, or at least not intentionally. Because in today's game, you just point down there if you want to send him.
Mm-hmm. It's to Hargett. Up and in for ball one. Probably.
The coach could have come out there and said, what do you want to do? You want to get this guy or not? And whatever, and left it up to the pitcher. You know, different strategies.
1-0 pitch. Strike, 1-1.
If he stays there, they won't hit it.
Say if that pitch had been called a ball, but they might have pointed him on down. Two down. 1-1 count, misses up. Two balls and a strike. Two-one, fouled right back at us.
I had that one, because that was, if I'm good for the backstop.
Yeah, that didn't catch the net. That caught the pole in the middle of the backstop.
I said I had it. It may have had me.
Two balls and two strikes.
We can always talk a good game.
Yeah. Break even pitch. Whoa, up and in. I was expecting him to do a little something soft there.
Yeah.
2-2.
Well, obviously, they're not going to try to walk him. I mean, even when it was 2-2, they weren't. But if he does walk him, it's not that big a deal. It just opens up two bases for a force out.
Payoff pitch. Fouled right back again. And he's sitting dead red, and I don't know.
If he could throw a curveball for the strike right here, he would get him.
Yep. Yep.
So Braden hadn't shown that he could throw the curve for a strike tonight. He's been working basically fastball only.
Another payoff. Missed by a bit.
Yeah, I think it was up and in.
Yeah.
But still didn't really hurt. You bring up the number 9 hitter.
Again, as we mentioned earlier, he has hit a fly ball to center field. Not terribly deep, but the center fielder dropped it. And that's allowed the only run of the game to score. And then the last time he did hit a rope to left field, that Manley made a really nice catch on.
Well, he's put it in play both times. So a lot of times a number 9 hitter for some teams is a give me for an out, but this guy is not.
Hitting 311 on the season. Look, wants a new baseball. When I was looking down, I looked up. I thought it was an Ephus pitch coming in there.
Old Steve Hamilton pitch.
Yep.
So another big out, big batter here for Bath County.
Yeah, he's overthrowing.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what took the words out of my mouth. Don't overthrow here.
1-0 the count. 1-0 pitch.
There
right down Broadway, and it's 1-1. Tell you what, these teams have played close ones. Oh, my. One pitch. Swings and misses. It was a fastball over the outside edge. Had him leaning. And it's 1-2.
Yeah, anytime you have a one-run game, Randy, you could go back through the game and say, there's probably 10 plays in that game that have changed the outcome.
Mm-hmm. 1-2 pitch. Right down Broadway. Swung on and missed. 9 strikeouts for Roussas, and he gets out of any trouble here in this inning. No runs, no hits, 1 error, 2 left. Middle of the 6th inning, it's Fleming County 1, Bath County nothing.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Last half of the 6th inning, time to go get them cats. Donahue, Smith, and Williams coming up.
Well, 2, 3, and 4. So if you're going to do it, right here's the chance, the best chance you got. And I'd be surprised if they throw Smith a good pitch. So Donahue, get on base. Let's get this thing going.
Donahue is lined on humpback liner back to the mound and has struck out. No, you got to take that pitch. I'm sorry. I'm Don Harden here. You got to take till you get a strike.
Yeah.
Because you're at that point in the game.
And lay off that curveball unless you're behind in the count.
0-1. That's low. Could have been 2-0. Your old American Legion coach Don Harden would threaten y'all if you didn't take 21 or 2.
They've been out of the game.
Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Check swing. Threw three curveballs, has not thrown any of them.
Yeah, for a strike.
For a strike. 2-1 to count.
Be patient at the plate, Brock.
2-1 pitch. Oh, gosh. Four curveballs and not one of them a strike. Well, two of them were strikes, but not because of the location. Here comes the break-even pitch.
Well, I'm guessing curve.
Ground ball just foul down the third baseline. You know, you do this, and the batters and the coaches and everybody, hey, this next one's got to be a fastball. It's got to be something else. But he's not done it. He's kept coming with the breaking ball.
Six pitches, six curves. Or five pitches, five curves.
Donahue takes time.
Or it'd be six pitches on five pitches on five strikes. Or five.
That ball's hit in the air to left center field. Going over is James.
Together.
And he makes the catch, the left fielder. We're out number one.
The ball carried a little more than I thought it was.
Yeah, he started straight to his left, and he just kept going. He never came in on it. So it was, of course, it is a deep, dark sky he's looking into now.
Yes. And the center fielder was coming over hard. I thought, I may collide here. They walked Smith, didn't even pitch to him.
Oh.
I was trying to figure it out, too. I thought he was in the dugout trying to find something. Well, now here's the opportunity for Bath. You run Smith, who's, I think you said 26 for 28 or 24 for 20, a good percentage.
Yeah. Ooh. Tell you what, he was right on that one. He just didn't make contact. He knew it was a breaking ball. Smith is now 26 of 28.
Okay, that's a pretty high percentage.
Pitch. That ball's hit in the air to deep center field, but not that deep. Moving over is Sills. He makes the catch, and there's two down.
Well, I can tell you right now, I'm running him. I'm going to try to get him in scoring position. Sorrell, you're going to get a curveball. Don't swing at this first pitch. You'll get a good pitch to hit.
He's 0 for 2. He struck out twice. Well, the other option is play hit and run. He's been good enough, I guess, to deserve that pitch.
Yeah.
It was borderline. 0-1 the count.
I think we got the steal signal here, so we're going on this curveball.
Oh. Throw down to second base is in time. No argument from Smith. 2-6, catcher to the shortstop covering. And that retires a side. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We go to the seventh inning, and it's Fleming County 1, Bath County nothing.
It's Furniture World Superstore's incredible Memorial Day sale with low, low holiday prices. Buy a leather reclining sofa with power headrest, just $11.99. Get the matching love seat free, plus half off select items. Living rooms and dining sets, half off. Bedrooms and mattresses, half off. Plus up to 60 months financing. The Memorial Day sale on now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We'll be right back.
Fleming County has a one-run lead in the top of the order coming up. Sills, Cropper, and Doyle. And by our figures and everyone in this press box who's been scoring, they do not have a hit.
Do not have a hit. Bath committed four errors, and two of those errors in the second enabled Fleming to get their only run.
Parker Sills has struck out, and flied to Witt in center.
Bath has got to put a zero up here and come in and go down fighting. Because another run would be huge for Fleming County.
Tell you what, you got to believe, just watching the warm up there that half inning, that Braden's probably was tired. He either threw one or two pitches. But Seal steps in from the left side. Balls at foul, backing out of play. Strike one to Sills. If you look ahead, it's 5, 6, and 7. Sorrow was at the plate when the last out was made, so it's Sorrow, Carpenter, and Beadle. That ball's hit in the air, middle of the end, actually in shallow center field.
It'll be a tough play.
Yep, going out is the shortstop, and he dropped it. And there's nobody covering second. I don't see how they could not score that in error after the previous ones have been scored that way.
I'm trying to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the right.
Cropper, 1-0 for 1 with a couple of walks. Shows bunt. Bunts it down the first baseline.
Got it first.
Going to get it. Throw to first is in time. And now insurance run over at third in the person of sacrifice for Cropper. 1-3, pitcher to the first baseman covering for out number one. I believe you got to bring the infield in, but there they come.
Yeah.
There they come.
Yeah. 1-0's huge, 2-0's even bigger. So they got to cut this run off. See if, I don't know if they suicide squeeze any during the year, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Or even safety squeeze, you know. Maybe put a read on.
Right.
If the bat's anywhere, if the ball's anywhere but straight back at it. Here's the pitch. Foul back, strike one.
No sign of any kind of bunt.
Yeah.
No swinging from the heels. He's trying to hit it to the outfield and score the run.
He got the center fielder and left fielder and shortened up. Up and in, 1-1.
And they may be a little too shallow.
Yeah.
Especially the left.
Yeah, well, this is like, it's not where you are going to lose with a run
right.
Scoring.
It's not the winning run.
Yeah. Oh, Gary. Whoa. Moan and groan from the Bath County faithful.
No.
2-1 to count.
And they got a lot better angle. They're more field level.
Yeah.
Oh, fouled it off catcher's hand.
Yep. 2-2 at the count.
Sometimes we're looking down at the at the pitch, and the depth perception is a little different than someone at field level. And there's a lot of hooping and hollering on that pitch.
Mm-hmm. He's waiting for the numbness to leave and the feeling to come back.
Catchers take a beating.
Yeah,
even with the shin guards and the mask and the chest protector, a lot of body parts exposed.
We had a game up at softball at Moorhead here the other day. Pudge, David Stafford, he got hit in the shoulder. He got hit like 5 times in 2 innings.
On foul balls?
Yeah. He was just shaking his head. Okay, 2-2. Fastball, letter high or a little higher, swung on and fouled back. 2-2 the count. Sometimes it's just one of those nights
it's just
for the
night.
Umpire right. and the and the catchers. 2-2 pitch. That's high. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Go get him right here, Braden.
Payoff pitch. Ball four. Patrick is going to the mound. He's going to make a pitching change. Bath County goes to the bullpen, and we'll be back with more after this 60-second break here on WIVY.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
Brock Donahue on the bump. This is his seventh game pitching. His second relief appearance in 20 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's given up 14 hits, 8 runs, 7 earned. Walked 10, struck out 26, 3 wins, no losses, and 1 save and a 2.37 earned run average.
Brock had a little arm problems, about like Maines. And he didn't miss it that much time, but he missed about 4 weeks right in the middle of the season. And I think he's pitched 2 games since he come back. And one of those was the Fleming County second 2-1 win.
Went the distance, went four the distance. Hits, 1 run earned, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Probably got a runner over there low.
Well, Robertson's been the star for Fleming in the field tonight.
Yeah.
0-for-2 with a hit by a pitch in the first.
Donahue stretches. Pitch in right. For a strike. Oh, and one to count. I've got a feeling the Purdy's runner is going to be off and running. You know, one pitch he goes. Pitch is outside. Bluffs the third.
Got him at third. Yeah.
Got him at third. Bluffed the second and threw behind him.
Oh, big play that time. Smith shows his arm off as he bluffed it to second. Caught the runner getting just a little too far down the third baseline. And he threw a strike. And Roos has caught it, put the tag on, and then quickly 2 outs.
0-1 to count to the batter, Robertson. That's going to go to the screen.
It's a good thing we picked him up.
Yep. Runner moves over to third, so now Curtis Hunter Lowe is over at third. 2-1 the count.
Big out that time for Bath. If they can get this guy, actually would have a little momentum going into the bottom of the inning. Fleming leads 1-0 and probably had opportunities to make it 3 or 4-0 early in the game, but left some big runners on.
Donahue sits just above the belt, 2-1 pitch. Fastball. He's behind on it, fouled it off to the right, and the count goes 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yep, 2-2. Hale just hung it up there. Comes a break-even pitch. A little bit high. 3 balls and 2 strikes. What say you on that? If we're about to, giving him anything good, but you can't because it's heat.
Right.
Here it comes.
And a walk still doesn't really hurt you.
There spun on and missed. He struck him out. Bath County dodged a bullet in this inning. No runs, no hits. One error and one runner left on base. We go to the last of the seventh inning. Fleming County 1, Bath County nothing.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Sorrow, Carpenter, and Beetle, and hopefully a whole lot more, unless one of them hits one out of the ballpark.
Two of them score, that's it. But Fleming, without a hit tonight, has their one run. Bass has committed five errors. But one good inning, you win the ball game, Randy.
Sorrow has struggled with the big right-hander, Hargett.
Make him throw strikes. You got to make him work. A lot of pitches is in it. Looked like he was tiring the last inning.
Comes the pitch. Check swing, and he...
Oh, hit him.
There's not called a foul ball yet.
They clearly hit the runner, or he wouldn't have been acting like that. So I think they got to get together. They're all going saying they don't know. I think they run Coach Armitage out of the way.
Yep.
Just the way the player's reaction, it hit his leg because he came up holding it.
And it shot up the first baseline.
I think they got to call it a foul ball. That's what they're saying. Foul ball. I think it's a good call. It's a good job by the officiating crew getting together. Most players are not smart enough to know that they're out and fake getting hit by a foul ball. So I think it definitely hit Sorrell after the bunt.
Yeah, 0-1.
Check swing or whatever it was.
0-1 to count. Pitch. No balls and two strikes.
Hargett has been in control of that curveball all night, Randy.
Yep. Go to pitch. Tell you what, he hung a fastball right up out over the plate, and it was ripped.
Tomahawk.
Down the left field line. Foul. 0-2. He's choked up on it. I mean,
I bet you he gets a curveball this time.
Yeah, he ain't going to have any trouble getting around on a fastball. There's the breaking ball, swung on and missed, and it wasn't a good curveball. It was up, but it was good enough. I'll bring up Carpenter. He is 1-for-2.
About 8 strikeouts now for Hargett.
Yep. Pitch away for ball one.
That guy just needs to get a runner on.
One O pit. Downstairs, two balls and no strikes.
No saying, a bloop and a blast.
Yep.
It'd be nice.
Two O pitch.
Oh.
Almost hip. Foul ball. He didn't clear the bat. Two balls and a strike.
Well, I can't argue that because I don't know. But he ducked, but I don't think he got the bat down.
Yeah, it was an immediate signal. Ball's hit straight up in the air. Middle of the diamond. Coming on is the second baseman, Cropper, and he makes the catch. Bath County down to its last out. Memphis Beadle, second baseman, who's flied to short and struck out.
Well, both starting pitchers have had outstanding games tonight. One's going to go home a winner and one a loser.
Ball's hit on the ground at shortstop. Fielding it is the shortstop. Ferris throws across, not in time.
Uh-oh. Going to be a close play at second. Nope. Hit the runner. Oh, that may be the break Bath County needed.
Yeah. That'll be an E. Yep.
So E6 on the throw. Beadle going to second. And I guess the catcher backing up first threw the ball down. Good throw would have got him, but it hit Beadle sliding into second. So a break for Bath County, but sometimes that's all you need. Clay Manley, who had a hit with two out in the second and had a runner thrown out at the plate. So, see what we can do here.
Probably a double here. Well,
no, probably can't give it on the second one. Yeah. So, first error of the game for Fleming. But it puts the runner in scoring position for Bath County. Score here, somebody may win 2-1 again. That would be remarkable.
Manley has been on both times, singled and walked.
And the good thing about Clay, he doesn't take a great big swing, so he's not going to be trying to screw himself in the ground on that curveball. The base hit of any time, you got to send that runner.
Target looks back at second. Pitches outside for a ball.
Well, we've had an exciting game.
Yeah.
Ball
bounces it up there. Two balls and no strikes.
You know, Hargett's had a couple tight spots, but this is a tight spot.
Well, I was getting ready to say I'd turn Manley loose, but they're not going to give you a chance. He gets intentionally walked.
And I don't really understand that, and I know it sets up a force, but my thinking is you put the winning run on base in any kind of gap or down the line, it may be a ball game. Logan Hiley, senior, 3 or 4 year starter. Come through right here, Logan. He's hit fairly well in the last third of the season. I'd like to see him come through here.
Stretch by Hargett, a pitch. Now swing at the curveball.
I knew he was going to get a curve.
Yep.
Wait on the fastball. And he may just throw him nothing but curves.
Shakes off a pitch. Now looks back at second. Pitch. Breaking ball outside. 1-1.
So we're going down to the last out of the game tonight.
One one. Pitch. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed. 1-2. That one wasn't in the dirt. That's one if he'd been able to reach it, he could have hit.
Contact.
Mm-hmm. 1-2. Swung on and missed. And that will do it. Strikeout number 9. For Hargett, and that ends it. No runs, no hits, one error and two runners left on base in that inning for the Bath County Wildcats. And that's gonna do it. You're gonna lose a game after not getting a hit. We'll come back and total them up after this on WIVY.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
Well, odd totals in this game. Fleming County wins it. They'll play Round County tomorrow night at 6:30 for the championship, and both Fleming and Round will go to the regional tournament. Fleming County, one run, no hits. One error, eight men left on. Bath County, no runs, four hits, five errors, and six men left on. The only run in the game was earned. The winning pitcher, Hargett, is 4-4. Losing pitcher, Roussis, is 3-4. Bath County closes out the season at 26-10. And Fleming County, we mentioned, wasn't a great stretch in which they played a lot of good teams. But, hey, they closed out the season so far, I mean, at this point, with five straight wins. And they're 13-19.
Well, they came in with confidence. And, you know, I hadn't seen Hargett pitch, but he was outstanding tonight, as well was Roussis for Bath County. You know, just... You know, pitch a no-hitter, you deserve to win the ball game. And
both of those guys are gamers, whether it's basketball or baseball or whatever.
Yeah. Bath, like you said, finished with four hits, but a couple costly errors in that second inning when Fleming did score their only run. But, you know, you look back, the careers of a lot of these Bath County kids, some of them have been 3- and 4-year starters. They've had good careers. Just came up a little short in the postseason, but, you know, they're all good kids, and they'll be successful in life somewhere down the road.
You got your stuff picked out there?
I got them ready. Well, the first one, the Ira Kilburn final verdict, I said the opening argument was we need to score four or five runs to win, Randy, and obviously we didn't do that. But I thought if we held them to one, we'd probably win. So I guess we lose the final verdict there.
Yep.
Downtown Athletic Club defensive play or player of the game. I thought Clay Manley's diving catch in left field, it saved a run, was the best play of the game for Bath County. R.L. Cottle, construction offensive player or play of the game. And I got to give Jay Smith. He had two of Bath County's four hits on base all three times. They intentionally walked him there in the sixth inning to put the tying run on. So Jay Smith finished an outstanding career for Bath County. The R.L. Cottle construction offensive player of the game. Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award. and give it to the Bath County pitcher tonight. Braden Roos has pitched outstanding. Pitches a no-hitter, doesn't win the game. Strikes out at 9, left 8 runners on base, and then Brock Donahue came in there in the 9th and holds. Clement had a runner in scoring position, holds them and doesn't give up a run. So Bath County pitchers, Brock Donahue, Braden Roos, pitch a no-hitter between them, and Bath County comes up a little bit short. So, don't know. It's a weird stat game, Randy. You would look at them at the end and not count the runs, and you think Bath County probably comes out on top, but they didn't.
And that breaking ball. I'm trying to think of it. It's just that breaking ball. That was any time he needed to get something, he went with the breaking ball. And sometimes it was a strike, but it always looked like it was going to be a strike, and that was it.
Yeah, sometimes got a call strike. Sometimes we slung it, breaking balls out of the strike zone. But, you know, I'm always a give credit where credit is due. Hargett pitched outstanding as well. Fleming County, Bath beats them twice during the year, 2-1, 2-1. And Fleming beats Bath 1-0 in the district. So you play three times, it's a one-run game. You're even, as equal as can be, and just didn't come out Bath County's way tonight.
Well, we'll hope to have Coach Patrick Armitage up here shortly. Let's just go ahead and take another break right here on WIVY.
If your truck never leaves the pavement, this message is not for you. Find the ultimate tire for the toughest jobs at major brands. Through May 22nd, purchase 4 new BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires and get an $80 reward card after online submission. BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires are designed for heavy-duty pickups. They're engineered for extremes, tuned for torque, and designed to do more. Stop into Major Brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lick, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Panther Field, where Bath County pitchers throw a no-hitter and lose 1-0. It's just an oddity. It happens sometimes, but that's the way it goes. Tomorrow at 6:30 down at the sports complex, the Bath County Lady Cats will play the Round County Lady Vikings. Of course, both of those teams are headed for the regional tournament, but one of them will go as a winner, and the other one will go as a runner-up. And here tomorrow night it'll be the Round County Baseball Vikings and the Fleming County Baseball Panthers, both of them going on to the region, but one will go as a winner and one will go as a runner-up. Tomorrow night's game here will be on WIVY, just like tonight, and the softball game tomorrow night between the Lady Cats and the Lady Vikings will be on WKCA.
Randy, I feel for Bath County. I've been in those shoes before. When you lose a game that's so hard fought and so close and so many plays could have changed the outcome of it, mm-hmm. when your kids give it everything they got for you as a coach, that's all you can ask. Whether we got beat 1-0 or 9-8, we were in the ball game. It was, you know, we had our chances to win. They gave it everything they had, and we just came up short.
Will he come up?
Normally does. We'll take one more break and then come back.
Yep, we'll go ahead and take one more break here for on WIVY and come back and see if Coach Patrick Armitage gets away from his huddle up there. They're all huddled around, and we'll check out that amount after we take this break.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The unsung hero of the game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
For a limited time, enjoy a tasty bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, a savory sausage McMuffin, a sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for $1.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Well, no sign of all the seniors down there huddled around Coach Patrick Armitage along with the rest of the team breaking up down there, so we're going to go ahead and send it away. Thanks to Roy Wright.
Been fun, Randy, working with you this year, the games we got to do.
Absolutely.
Old friends, not that we're old. We've just been friends a long time.
I'm old. You can be young if you want to.
All right.
Final score in this one: Fleming County 1, Bath County nothing. Fleming County plays Round County tomorrow night, 6:30. Here, the Lady Cats play Round County and Owingsville for that championship in softball. And that's it. Thanks to Owen Mundy on studio controls. Until next time, this is Randy Stacy. So long, everybody.
You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Hal Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Schwartz Mowing. More real country music is headed your way on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.